Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Good evening. Welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Yvonne Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda from Enjoy Magazine.
And this is North State Now. So welcome. Hi, you guys.
Hey, hi.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here listening tonight. We have some great guests lined up tonight, and we usually start our evening with events coming up. So have at it, girls.
Okay. In Anderson, on October 19th, it's going to be the return of the Salmon Festival at Coleman National Fish Hatchery. So it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it sounds like an amazing event.
It's a really great event, and it's been around. They've been doing it for many years. Yeah. So I know in the past they've bused people from Walmart. Are they doing that? I'm not sure if they're doing that this year. But anyway, if you get a chance to go to that event, I know that you will have a blast.
Just go online and check it out, because they'll probably have all the information online.
Yeah. What you got, Emily?
Well, Halloween in Chico, October 31st is the Treat Street in downtown Chico from 2 to 5 p.m., and you can get details for that at downtownchico.com.
Awesome.
That's where all the stores hand out candy. It's really a fun event, too.
That's great. In Red Bluff at the State Theater, Restless Heart is playing tomorrow night on the 18th at 7 p.m., and then Ambrosia is playing on the 26th at 7 p.m. at the State Theater. That's one of my blasts from the past. I loved them when I was in high school. I'm aging myself. But State Theater does some great events at their theater, so check them out. You can get tickets at their website, and which is statetheaterredbluff.com, I'm pretty sure. So check that out.
And then in McLeod, they're actually having a Halloween pub crawl in downtown McLeod on October 26th from 4 to 10 p.m. And you can go online and check that out at mcleodchamber.com. And that's just a sweet little mountain community just north of here, and they always have really great community events.
Yes, they do.
And then this weekend, starting tomorrow in downtown Reading, is the Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. It'll be at California Street Labs, and then you can get more information at readingrootsrevival.com. It's going to be a lot of music, musicians, local musicians.
There's going to be some musicians at the park. on the stage Street there, Lab. And it's huge. It's going to be a big event. There's a lot of bands coming to play, so and a lot of familiar ones that are local. I know Allison and Victor are playing, and I'm big fans of theirs. And you can still get tickets and have a great time. So check that out. What else we got, Yvonne?
Well, today was actually Think Pink Day, where they handed out the Think Pink bags, which was really awesome. It was at Tri-Counties Bank. But it's kind of a Think Pink legacy in that we've been doing this for quite a few years, I think over 20 years. And then tomorrow it's going to be Sundial is going to go pink. They're going to light it up pink. And I think James is doing something on a movie screen. So I don't know if it's like testimonials or something like that, but I'm not sure. But that'll be from 5 to 8:30 on the Sundial Bridge. And you can go to norcalthinkpink.org to find out more information.
That's awesome. Yeah. Think Pink actually started in Reading. We have a legacy here.
We do have a legacy.
Awesome. All right. So what's happening in Mount Shasta this this month. I'm trying to find it.
A Wicked Wedding Halloween Party.
Oh, okay.
At Gold Country Casino.
Okay. There's a lot of Halloween stuff going on. You know, it's really crazy because, you know, we say this a lot. People think that there's nothing going on in Reading. I had something going on every single night last week. So I did every single night. It was just crazy. I was getting home at 8, 9 o'clock, and it was absolutely nuts. And this week has been a little quieter, but starting this weekend, it's going to be the same thing into next week. So
lots going on.
Lots and lots going on. We're lucky that we have so many great events here.
Another little farm community of Willows, they have a vintage country flea market at the Civic Memorial Building Veterans Hall. And that's another community that you've got to go check out because they've got some great little just hideaways in Willows.
Yeah, they do.
So it's Vintage Country Flea Market, Willows, California.
Awesome. Our first guest tonight also has an event to talk about, and we'll just segue right into that. We'll introduce our first guest. Blake Fisher is here from Viva Downtown, and Blake is going to talk about a Viva event that's happening this weekend and some other stuff that you're involved with, and welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here right now.
Well, we're happy you're here.
It's so convenient because I'm right up the street at the Cascade, and we're doing elf rehearsals, so they just allowed me to come over here. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But we were talking about Pink Week and how important that is to our community, and especially raising public awareness for breast cancer. Think Pink started in 1996 here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
What year is it now? 2019?
23?
Yeah.
23 years.
23. Yeah. I'm 24, and I was born 95. So.
13, wait. Yeah, 23. Wow.
Welcome to the math portion of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm actually talking about the partnership that Viva Downtown Reading has and Think Pink's organization has put together, and it's for our Think Pink Pub Crawl. That was a lot of P's, so hopefully we didn't pop anything right there. Think Pink Pub Crawl happening this Saturday.
Second annual
pub crawl. It's going to be better than ever. And nothing, you know, celebrate the end of this, you know, important week than, you know, get buzzed a little bit. Enjoy it. So that's going to be beginning at 7 p.m. The check-ins are going to be at the Food Truck Park at the South End and also at Maxwell's Eatery right up the street from KCNR. And that will be at 7 p.m. too. Think Pink's crew is going to be in front of Maxwell's. Viva Downtown crew is going to be over at the Food Truck Park. Fundraiser supports both organizations. For ticket pricing, it's $15 online at vivadowntownreading.org or $15 over at Enjoy the Store located on Placer Street. If you show up to the event, you haven't gotten your tickets, don't worry. It's $20 at that door. We'll get you suited up with your pink wristband and your Think Pink official glow stick. And also, you have an opportunity. One of our downtown businesses called The Brasserie is serving Think Pink crepes that you can purchase for $2, and those $2 go to support Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. So that's one of the things.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
There are about 10 bars that are being included in this.
Okay.
And some of the cool things is that most of those bars are doing half-off drinks. So there's discounts at each bar, but half-off drinks. Holy smokes.
That's amazing. So, you know, Blake, we're going to take a quick break and come back in and talk more about Think Pink and talk more about what you're doing at the Cascade.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
Yvonne Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine.
And Emily Miranda from Enjoy Magazine.
And this is North State Now. So we're going to continue with Blake Fisher, who's here from Viva Downtown and the Cascade Theater. So, Blake, tell us a little bit more about the event this weekend.
First off, I love the segue music. My God. I love
Janet.
I was grooving over here. Well, we're still talking about the Think Pink Pub Crawl. A little bit, Ryan, a reminder, at 7 p.m. check-in. It goes till 2 a.m. The check-in will not go through 2 a.m. We will be probably experiencing the party ourselves. There are 10 bars that are included in this, and they'll just check your Think Pink bracelet. But going through the park, Food Truck Park, Maxwell's right up the street from KCNR, Cedar Crest Brewery, Club 501, Downtown Bar and Grill, Final Draft Brewing, Maxwell's Eatery, Post Office Saloon, Shameless O'Leary's, Vintage Public House, and Woody's Brewing. That is quite the lineup.
That is a great lineup.
Make sure you have your walking miles.
Yeah, wear your
Fitbit. Yeah.
Calculate that in the morning.
And they're offering...
Half off drinks pretty much at all these locations. I know Shameless O'Leary's is doing a fancy drink called it's Irish Woman something. I don't know. The Pink Irish Woman.
The Irish eyes are smiling.
Yeah. Pink Elephants, something.
Awesome.
Somebody order a Cosmopolitan for me. That's a nice other pink drink.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want you guys to enjoy that night. You know, walk, drink, have fun. But I also remind you, order yourself a Lyft. Order yourself an Uber, or another partner in this for downtown Reading is the new, refurbished, beautiful Americana Hotel, which is on Market Street, pretty much right near all these bars that are here downtown. So if you didn't want to get an Uber or a Lyft or find a DD for that night, don't drive. Go over to the Americana Hotel. If you're part of the Think Pink Pub Crawl, they're doing 15% off for the room. So.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. We won't do the math for you, but that's a good Good deal. So we're excited for Think Pink to partner with them, and this is going to be a really good event and one to end the week strong. So if you got your bag, great. Go to the Sundial Bridge tomorrow and then enjoy downtown Reading with all your friends and family.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us a little more about the Cascade, what's coming up, what you're going to be doing.
Well, this year, as you guys know, you have the annual Cascade Christmas, which happens at the Cascade Theater.
Mm-hmm.
However, this year we're doing a little different. It's Cascade Theater Presents Elf the Musical. And we're so excited to put this on and share this with the community. I'm playing as Buddy the Elf.
Yay!
So break out the syrup bottles. It's going to be a good one.
You've been in a lot of productions at the Cascade, too.
This will be my fourth role at the Cascade Theater. I was able to play as Bert and Mary Poppins,
mm-hmm.
Lord Farquaad in Shrek the Musical. I had to be on my knees that whole
show. You were so awesome in that.
My knees are still talking to me. Sam Carmichael in Mamma Mia, and now Buddy the Elf. So quite, they're all very different. Very different.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I'm really excited to see that. So
I'm excited too. We have such a good cast. John Truitt is directing. You have Tara Lynn, who is our choreographer, and then you have Brandon. Blanking on his last name.
Good old Brandon.
Is our vocal director. I hope he's not listening to this right now. Otherwise, this is such a great community theater production. Cascade Theater, always a beautiful venue. And, you know, it's you can go there for great shows like Scotty McCreary. You could go there for other shows like Jake Shim. Bukaroo.
Yeah.
The ukulele prodigy who's over there this week. Or you can come see local talent perform some high-quality shows, and you're not going to be paying those Broadway prices. You get to go over there, see your friends, family, and
get to see Broadway-quality shows.
Get to see Broadway-quality shows without the Broadway prices.
Yes.
And I'm excited to bring the Christmas spirit over to this town. The dates are November 28th. So I think that's
the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yes, Black Friday. So do your shopping in the morning and then come to the show. And then after that, it will go through December 9th.
Very good.
You get pictures of Santa Claus after matinees and myself, too. So that's always a family favorite.
That is awesome. Yay. Well, I'm excited. And you will see me. I actually help with ads and stuff. And the slideshow.
I've been honored to be featured in the Enjoy magazine a few times. You can find those issues August 2017.
We're a big fan of yours. Yes, for sure.
I'm really happy to be on this show with you guys. So
thanks for being here, Blake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and introduce our next guest. So I'm going to have Blake, if you don't mind sharing your microphone. And your headphones. So thank you. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. So our next guest is, this is one of my favorite stories in the October issue, which is on page 25. And this story is about the Old Diamond Bar in Wairika. And we have Byron Duncan here from the Wairika Elks. I don't know the numbers. I don't remember what they are. I should have wrote them down. And he is here to talk about the Diamond in the Rough, Old Diamond Bar. And he came here all the way from Wairika tonight, and we really appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. And just because you're asking for the numbers, it was 1980.
1980, okay.
Which is a nice year. Should be. I graduated from high school then.
Oh, okay.
I got you beat.
Well, thanks so much for being here. This story really was very interesting to me. First of all, I love the way that John wrote it. It's just talking about the bar being its own little story and how it came to be. So tell us a little bit about how you became involved with, I mean, you weren't there when they brought the bar to the Elks.
No, I wasn't there in 57 when they brought
when
it
they
in.
Brought it. Yeah,
when they brought it in actually two times.
Right, right.
Because the bar was, it's 30 feet long. And they acquired it from up in Hilt Hornbrook area from a barn, brought it down, and they brought it into the bar area, which is rectangular, and it's not 30 feet across short ways. And they got it in there and realized that they had it facing the wrong way. So the only way to do anything with it was take it right back out on the street, turn it 180 degrees, and march it back in. And this is a 30-foot mahogany heavy wood bar. It does not budge when you lean against it.
It's amazing.
It doesn't move. It doesn't even think about moving.
It's beautiful.
Oh. This is the bar after
they spun it.
Yes. So this bar was made in the 1800s.
Yes, it's actually the parts that the Elks ended up with are five different parts. There's a back bar, which is beautiful arch neoclassic, and the three big arches, and it's all fitted, dovetailed together, and you can't even tell it's not one piece. It's beautiful. There's the front bar, which is about 30 feet long. And there's a partition, which has an interesting bullet hole story. And then a showcase and a hutch also, which came with it. And some interesting motif that went with it is the paintings of the scantily clad ladies.
Aye, aye, aye.
Which were interesting because as today we have mirrors that the liquor wholesalers give to the distributor, or the distributors give to the people that are selling us the money, the retailers. And then they had neon light signs, Coors, Budweiser, Michelob, all those flashing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day, in the 1850s, it was scantily clad lady pictures.
Wow.
That they had it. One of them has a story in its own because it's a wife of a artist who didn't do well in the divorce, and so this was his way of getting even with her from memory. But back to the bar itself, it was supposedly the back bar was made supposedly in Bristol, England, came around the Horn on sailing ship, probably up the Sacramento by small steamship or. Mm-hmm. Not steamship, but the paddle wheelers, to Kennett, which is a copper mining town back then. And Slim, as he was known, because he was tall and slender built, he stood a head taller than most of the people back there. He loved to dress nice, and he loved diamonds, particularly in his little bow tie type setup. He had a diamond in it and a couple diamond rings and such, and so the establishment was called the Diamond Bar. And it was quite well known. Later on, he did a second bar up in Hilt. And as Kennett became flooded in the 1940s, Shasta Dam, under 400 feet of water, they moved a lot of the bar stuff up to Hilt. It survived Prohibition as a soda fountain. Also, Slim wrote to the State Board of Equalization and asked for his money back since for the liquor license since he was out of business for those few years. So after that, it survived. Then the Fruit Growers Express and Hilt started pulling out. They made boxes for moving fruit and produce.
Blood boxes.
Now they're the double-sided cardboard boxes, you know, top, bottom, that just look together. They're great for storage. And it went into a barn. Fortunately, our exalted ruler isn't here from the Wairika Lodge, Brian Favero. And his granddad actually was a maintenance man at the bar. At the bar and knew where it was stored in the barn and got the Elks hooked up with it. The Elks Lodge itself is a really cool old brick building, several stories, an attic and a basement.
Oh, wow.
They got tired of driving up to Ashland on the old Highway 99, so that's how they started their lodge, and then they got this bar to go in there. It's just absolutely beautiful. They pulled it out, put it in, like I said, the neoclassic three arches, the big heavy bar. The mirrors, as far as I've been told, are original mirrors.
Oh, wow.
So you're
amazing.
Looking at you're looking in the same mirrors at the miners, the dance hall, the box company people at everywhere was looking into.
Wow. That's amazing. And I think it's pretty amazing how much the Elks paid for that bar.
Yeah. They got it for $2,500. It's been appraised for like $70,000 to
$80,000 in
1970.
Wow.
And as John Lewis quoted me in the article, and it's written around the lodge, we, the members, think it's priceless.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. Wow. Wow. Well, what else? Do you have anything else you want to share about that before we take a break? Yeah.
We'll go into at least start with the history of the bullet hole and the partition.
Okay.
So up in Hilt, when it was set up there, in November 16th, 1912, late evening, two robbers came in and masked, you know, the old cowboy-style guns and held everyone up, put them all up against the bar. Fleeced them for money, took some money out of the cash register, went over to the Slim was working on his, and his actual name is Victory Warren. He's from Missouri. He wanted his diamonds. And he threw them at him, but at the same time, he drew a pistol out and fired three shots. One went into the wall, one went into one of the bad guy's hat, and one went through the partition, which we still have the bullet hole, and we know where to show you if you'd like to come see it.
That's so cool.
The bad guys fired two shots. I guess they were closer because he gave up.
Uh-huh.
They took the diamonds. They took the money, and they were both caught within 2 weeks. One of them up in Ashland. And actually, when John Lewis came up and asked or was doing the interview for the article here, I asked if it was related because one of the bad guys is named Lewis. And typical, neither of them had any problem throwing the other one down when they were caught by the law enforcement officers back then.
Well, that's awesome. So one more thing before we go. We do have to take a break. I just want to find out if you are not an Elks member, you can ask to have a tour. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Elks are a fraternity organization, which means the building's a private club.
Right, right.
What it amounts to, members only. Mm-hmm. But, yes, if you came up and rang the buzzer, during our business hours, which are basically Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, I believe it is, we'd come in down and show it off to you, and we're very proud of it.
Or you can give us we have a phone number in this
yes.
At the end of this article. You can call that number and make arrangements. And if you are an Elks member at another lodge.
You're welcome anytime It's open. There's a little outside light. You buzz it, you're in. And also November 3rd, a Sunday at 5 p.m., we're doing a special tour of the lodge.
Awesome.
Through the Historic Society and the Genealogy Society are all thrown in with us. I'll be in the 1860s outfit, which is about when the Elks started. And
nice. Okay. All right. Well, we do need to take a break. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you, Blake,
thank you,
for being here.
Thanks,
Blake. And we will be back in just a few minutes. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Enjoy.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
And this is North State Now. We're here the third Thursday of every month, and we invite people that are in our magazine that we have done stories on or who advertise, and it's always been we always learn more, we expand on the stories or expand on the advertising that's in the magazine, and we're just really grateful that we get to do this every month. So thanks for listening, and Yvonne's going to introduce our next guest.
Actually, can I say one thing first?
Yes.
It's James's birthday today.
It is James's birthday today. Happy birthday, James.
Yeah, he's usually our little light in this show, and we miss him, but he's in flight school with my son Nico, or our son Nico. So they're probably having a great time.
Yep.
But I would really love to introduce Kimberly Snowden, and she's with the Roses and Rust show. It's coming up on November 1st and 2nd, and this show is completely amazing. It's one of those that you just have to experience.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about, okay, so Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd is when Roses and Rust will be happening, and it's going to be at the
Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Okay.
We do a Friday evening, 4 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a chance for the vendors to really set up, people to come shop early, browse, get their, pick of the litter, so to speak, before the crowds really hit on Saturday. And Saturday, the market is from 9 to 4.
I understand there are pretty, well, from my experience, there have been gigantic crowds at your event. So, but I think it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Is that correct?
It does.
How many vendors?
We have over 100 now, which is why we had to move to the fairgrounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've been at the fairgrounds since 2014.
Wow. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been involved with Roses and Rest since?
2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it must be really interesting to organize this event. So many pieces to it. My goodness.
It kind of moves along in one big ball.
You know,
you just start at the top of the hill, push it down, and it just keeps going. So each event gets easier to plan. Our vendors come to us. They're really excited. We coach them on how to set up their spaces, what we look for as far as merchandise and how their visuals are, so that we keep the show fresh and exciting for all the people that come to shop.
Right. Have a lot of the vendors come back year after year that
we
have
do.
Not missed?
Yes, we have quite a number that we've had since 2010 when the show started.
I remember when it started.
Yeah.
I went to one, I think it was out at the one of the ranches,
mm-hmm.
and it had rained really bad right before.
Yes.
But it still was great. I mean, it was all, it was Gover. Gover
yeah.
Ranch, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big muddy mess.
Yeah. But it was still, I mean, we wore our galoshes, we just, and that's what you do at these markets.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And we are a rain or shine event, so we go no matter what.
So tell us a little bit about what one might find at the vintage market, Roses and Rust.
Vintage, antiques, a lot of farmhouse. We limit any new product to 25% per vendor, so there is some new. But it all has to be in the feel and the theme of vintage and antique.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Is there anything that really stands out as far as a vendor that's maybe different that you're just seeing for the first time in a market?
You know, all of our vendors are, we have very few new vendors that are new to this type of environment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we do occasionally have some vendors coming from far out of the area. One of our favorites is Vintage Addiction, which comes to us from Southern California.
Wow.
They're wonderful. They do a lot of reclaimed furniture and things like that. So, and they're a huge presence at the mm-hmm. show now, and they are really fun.
That's awesome. I know that we have a magazine in San Joaquin Valley, and I know that somebody that we did a story on or that our consultant down there knows actually participated in it a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember what she did, but she came up here, and actually we got to meet her because,
good.
Yeah. That magazine down there, and we don't get to see the people that we talk about very much. So it's pretty awesome. Well, that's awesome. I'm excited. I really want to go this year.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
I've only
trend.
Been once.
It's not even a trend anymore. I feel like
vintage it's pretty standard.
Yes, and mm-hmm. it's going to be, because I read things about packaging and, the inspiration behind different packaging, mm-hmm. and it's always a nod to vintage or something retro.
I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very, very commonplace now.
Well, and it makes sense because of the whole repurposing. I think mm-hmm. we are much more conscious about sustainability. So, these markets are great.
So looking at your ad, I see there's furniture and it looks like there's pottery and baskets and
jewelry,
just a little bit of everything.
Bath and body products, clothing, furniture, home decor, garden decor. Like I said, anything from old world European antiques to farmhouse, you'll find everything there.
Wow. That's amazing. And so it's at the fairgrounds. And do you take, I think there, isn't there like three buildings?
There's three buildings. So most of the market is undercover. We fill the three buildings with food trucks on the outside. We've got some vendors that like to be outside, mm-hmm. rain or shine. So we will have a few at this market out there. But primarily it's indoors.
Wow. It's a huge building. I can't even imagine. So, that's going to be awesome. So,
and then how many markets do you have a year?
We have three markets a year.
Okay.
Anderson, we have April and November. And then in Central Oregon, in the Redmond Bend area, we've got one in August.
Wow. Ooh, that's hot. It's probably a little cooler up there, though.
Yeah, it's not as bad as Reading.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And I see that Friday it says market premiere and fundraiser. So what is the fundraiser for?
We work with KIXE for our fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
So a portion of our gate goes to them at the end of the night.
Oh, okay.
Great. Do you have to pay for parking to get there?
No,
okay,
no charge for parking.
Okay, so
$15.50 on Friday, and that gets you free admission on Saturday. And if you just want to come Saturday, it's $7.50.
And children 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being here and for coming. I know we called you last minute because we had a cancellation. And we really appreciate you coming here and talking about Roses and Rest. It's a great event. I know a lot of people that go, and they go religiously every single time.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here. And we're going to take a quick break and bring our next guest on. So thank you, Kimberly Snowden, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater for an evening of energetic and passionate performance, Friday, October 18th. Jake Shimabukuro takes the ukulele across the music spectrum to places no one could have ever imagined. Don't miss this ukulele virtuoso at the Cascade Theater, October 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Enjoy. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
And this is North State Now. Thanks for joining us tonight. So we're going to go ahead and introduce our final guest for the night. And this is on page 19 of the October issue, we have a lovely story about a house that the community built. And tonight we have Katie Luther here to talk about that whole experience with the house that was belonged to your father. Yes. And actually became a house for somebody who lost their home in the car fire. So I just love the story. It's just so heartfelt. And your dad sounds like he was really a wonderful man, first of all, for purchasing the house for somebody to live in, and then that didn't work out quite so well.
True.
Yes. So tell us a little bit. Expand on this. Tell us a little bit about the whole, how this all happened.
Okay. Well, so my dad was a real estate broker in the North State for about 35 years, and he bought this as an investment property in the 80s as a someday retirement. But in the meantime, he wanted to allow people the opportunity that needed a helping hand, a home where they could live. And so we had numerous tenants live in this house, some great experiences for our family, some really bad experiences for our family. He worked a lot with the Good News Rescue Mission and always looked for people that were graduating from their programs to, you know, give them a fresh start. And so the house became vacant after one of those people kind of had a relapse. And during that time, my dad was actually really ill and ended up passing away. And so it was kind of like a
least of our family's worries at
right.
the time.
Yeah.
So that brings us up to when Wendy Van Kirk called me up and proposed the idea, and I thought, this seems, I don't know, this seems too good. And also, it feels a little guilty whenever there's so much news about people losing their homes to be a recipient of love like that.
Mm-hmm. So she, her and her husband live in the neighborhood.
Yes, they
live,
yeah.
And the house was vacant, and the car fire happened,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to see that house be used for somebody who needed it.
Yep.
So they called you.
They called me, and they actually did this with, I think, a few homes. I'm not sure of the exact number, but I know while they were helping us with our home, they had, I think, two that they were helping getting wow. volunteers for at the same time.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's really amazing. Mm-hmm. So you had several dozen people there.
Oh, yeah. The first couple of days, there was probably, 15, 20 people there and just coming in shifts and people driving by and, oh, what do you need? What can we do? I only have a couple hours. How can I help? And just kind of helping in any way. And that was just overwhelming. And that kind of, definitely phased out as,
mm-hmm. Right.
Time went on.
Yeah, time goes on. Yeah. But we finished it. I think it took about 2 months from the time we started to actually finishing. And that family moved in the beginning of September.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
How did people learn about it to come help?
Wendy actually posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she posted into the medical community, and it was actually kind of strange. I remember at one point I was working on some drywall, and this gentleman was helping next to me, and I was just making small talk with him, and I was like, oh, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm a heart surgeon. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you for coming. So, yeah, Wendy posted a lot, and then I'm very active in my church group, and so a lot of my church friends ended up coming to help, and one night we have like a house church, and so they all came one night, and we did the whole entire landscaping in one night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really cool.
Wow. Well, the before and after pictures in the magazine are pretty incredible. It's beautiful. It
really is. It's original.
Original floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the house, it's an older home, too. It's built in the 20s?
Yes, it was built in the 20s. And actually, we own the home next to it as well, and it was actually a home that came from the dam. So it was actually moved there.
Oh, wow.
It was part of Poverty Flat. So it's actually like some rich history in Reading, even being able to fix up that house.
And this is a home that's downtown on Willis. Wow. I think one of the things that I really liked about the story is how it talked about how, like you said, doctors were there doing drywall and, people that don't typically work on homes that you would ever expect.
Totally. There was doctors and nurses and an airplane pilot. And there was just all these people from all different walks of life. Even some recovering addicts as well came. So
right.
It was just really amazing to see
this
huge gamut of people in the community come together. So it really is the house that community built.
Wow. And so now the people that live there, they're still there?
They're still there, yep.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep, actually just finished a fence for them this last weekend. They're there.
And then you had somebody, Tess Wofford, she and her husband, they volunteered and they brought a lot of things.
They were a huge part.
And they had the car fire furnishings. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, Tess did that. And she helped procure the original siding that she had milled specifically for the house because she works in the lumber industry. And so that was really neat to be able to, give it a facelift with, period siding. And then her husband actually helped redo all of the texture on the inside. He's a mortgage broker, and he was in there doing texture.
That's great. Wow. Wow. So you met a lot of people. You made a lot of friends through that. And your father would be really proud.
I think he would be definitely very proud of what came about from the situation. And even some of the people that have come to volunteer, I was actually texting one of them today. We're still friends and have a good relationship and met them through this project. So it's really neat.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
How did we find out about this story?
Kimberly.
Okay.
Kimberly Bonet wrote the story. Uh-huh. She always does such a great job. And she really wrote it with a lot of heart. You could feel her emotion in the story.
They
lost their home in the fire. So, so it was really close to her heart.
Yeah, and she knew about it because she came to look at it when they were needing a home.
Oh,
when
okay.
they were needing a home
she
for
didn't
her.
Tell me that. Yeah,
for her and her husband and son. And so I had known her previously, so we got to visit a little bit, and I shared a little bit of the story then with her as a maybe tenant, and she was just, you know, emotional, and just even hearing the story of the beauty in it.
Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm. So, do you name your homes?
No.
No. We need to name it.
We used to call it the Pink House, but now it's Taupe. So.
So you have a new business, is that correct? Are you new?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're talking about Together Tables.
Yes.
Yeah. So me and a couple girlfriends have started this business called Together Tables, and our idea is that there's people that want to host, you know, busy professionals that want to have nice dinner parties, invite people to their homes, and they don't have the time or energy to, you know, put together a beautiful tablescape. So we've done all the work for them where they can just get online and rent a tablescape or purchase one, you know, if they're just buying a first house or whatnot. And so they can rent it, have the party, send it back to us, and have a lot less headache and all the fun.
No wonder you know Kimberly Snowden. Probably stopped there.
And Kara Stewart is one of the partners?
Yeah, Kara Stewart, who does a lot of the photography for Enjoy. And she actually did a lot of the sweat in that house also.
Did
she's
she?
One of my good so friends. Nice. Yeah, yeah, so I roped her in. She's learned fencing and drywall herself.
We love Kara.
Girls can do it.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. That's great. And then, and your business is going well? And
Yeah, we're just starting. So we're, you know, going through a lot of the hiccups. But togethertables.com, if you want to check it out, it's kind of fun idea.
I saw your post on Facebook a while ago, and I thought, that is just brilliant.
Yeah.
That's really, really
we
smart.
We love to party, so we want everybody else, you know, to make it easier so everybody can party.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate you being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Not so hard, was it?
No.
And it went by fast.
It did.
Yes, I told you. We really appreciate it that you were here, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for how you portray the beautiful North State.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Great
story. Really great story.
So, in closing tonight, wow, we just finished our November issue. Actually, we'll be here tomorrow. It'll be delivered to our warehouse tomorrow. So, you can look for that. Probably they'll start delivering late next week.
Yeah.
And that's a great issue, another great issue. Also wanted to point out a couple of things. We started doing it in the October issue, a page towards the back near the calendar, downtown details. With all the changes that are going to happen downtown, coming, you know, with the garage, mm-hmm. parking garage, and we just really wanted to show people or to give information about what's going on so that people kind of know. And also want to point out that there are businesses that are downtown that still need you to come downtown and and visit.
Like us.
Yes. So we're one of those, Enjoy the Stores there. Mm-hmm. So this gives a little bit of details about what's going on. We also have a section that Viva Downtown gets to talk about what's going on with Viva Downtown, some of the events they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then we'll always spotlight a couple of businesses that are downtown. This month we spotlighted the Brasserie and Richie, and he was fabulous, and also Janine's Jewelry. And Janine's Jewelry has been around for a really long time, and I had never been there, so it's really awesome to meet these people that I had never met Richie either. Oh, I had met him, but it was a really long time ago, and I don't remember our conversation.
Yeah.
So it was just in passing, but I sat down and talked with him, and it's really nice that we get to meet these people. And so we have another one in our November issue, and we're just going to continue to do that for a while. So, anyway, I think we're it, and we're gonna get ready to sign off. Any last words, ladies?
Just about the downtown details, that we also have an Instagram, Enjoy Downtown Reading, that you can follow for the same details and highlights that we do on the downtown details page. So
awesome.
You can keep up to date without having to read the magazine.
You're incredible. Thank you.
And remember all the Think Pink activities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next Lots
day.
Going on this weekend. Yeah.
And happy birthday to James today. And
he's 51.
And I think we're done tonight. So we'll be back next month. And we thank you all for listening. And enjoy.
Yep.
All right.
yourself me in. About time to do it again. Sunshine today, I better raise plan. Cause it rained yesterday, but that was okay. Can't complain. I love it either way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.